This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies, I just can't help myself.
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You know, I'm under attack again. The Christian right misses badly with Jefferson Bible attacks. Well, let me tell you who told you that, and maybe we can just go ahead and pull that one down, that lie. Throw it underfoot where it belongs. Oh, they're all LGBT and all of American enemies. Calling me a liar again. I got the LGBT and the Darwin Day and Humanist Society, the Humanist Institute, the Human Charities, Feminist Caucus, Center for Free Thought Equality, AHLCE. Oh, my goodness, all these people are calling me a liar. I mean, when I look at this article, it looks like they want to hurt me. I mean, look at this, guys. The LGBTQ Humanist Council calling me a liar. Humanist Society calling me a liar. Darwin Day Foundation calling me a liar. The Humanist Institution, Humanist Charities, Feminist Caucus.
You mean those that hate the darkness lashing out against the light?
Really? Wow. The Christian right misses badly with Jefferson Bible attacks. Reverend Bradley Dean, in his recent commentary and whistleblower entitled Enemy of God, Enemy of America. Well, brother, your brother in your atheistic ways is the one that actually called you for what you really are, because he said atheist precedes, well, it precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism. That was Vladimir Lenin. Vladimir Lenin is also the one that was responsible for saying that they needed useful idiots to actually promulgate their lies. And that's what we have at hand. We'll hit that in just a couple minutes. We're going to have Stephanie for the next couple minutes just give you the definition, the exhibition, and the expression of true joy.
Oh, how can they see that over the airwaves?
My goodness. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll also go over to Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and Bradley Dean. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, for the sake of time, we got a lot to cover, but we're going to get to this. The Christian right, speaking of me, misses badly with Jefferson Bible attacks. And the name of the article, actually, friends, was this. It was called Enemy of God, Enemy of America. True that. That's what our forefathers said, and how true and how right on they were. We got Tim Brown from Sons of Liberty Media. How are you, sir?
Hey, bro.
Hey, how are you?
I'm not doing too bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I just seen some of your stuff that you just posted, and I'm kind of blown away. But outside of that, we got some new news. We actually have some video up on sonsoflibertymedia.com where we have a Muslim brother from another mother attacking Christians that were preaching out on the street. You want to go ahead and tell all?
Yeah, the video is from 2011, actually. There's some street preachers who are outside a Lady Gaga concert. And they're preaching to those who are going by and giving them the gospel, warning to flee the wrath to come, and calling people to repentance. And this little guy, he's a little skinny Muslim dressed all in white with a little headgear on.
Did he have horns, Tim?
Yes.
Did he have horns and a fork?
He didn't have horns and a fork. But, you know, look, let's be honest. Neither does Satan. He comes as an angel of light. All those people want to put the red pajamas and the pitchfork and all that on him. That's not who he is. He's probably the chick, the good-looking chick in the bikini, and the real handsome guy that comes to you slick-dressed in his G2 suit. That's who Satan comes at. But you like that, huh?
I did Tim, I did like that. We need to kind of get a little spark here going with you and Stephanie, though. But did you guys not get your coffee this morning? Because I'm feeling good right now.
I don't drink coffee. I'm strictly natural.
Okay, all natural.
Yep.
Okay. All natural. But okay, go.
Coffee's natural.
Okay, go ahead. Say on.
Anyway, they're preaching. This guy comes up, and for 10 or 15 minutes, he's basically taunting them as people go by. And basically, he sort of bum rushes one of the guys who's holding a couple of signs and ends up headbutting him. The guy says he knocks out his cap. It looks like his lip is torn. He's bleeding. And the cops tell him, they've been watching the whole thing from right in the middle of the street directing traffic. They come over and they're basically telling the Islamists to leave. He leaves, and then they cut again. So later on, and apparently he's come back, and so they end up arresting him. But then at the end of the video, they cite the guy who got headbutted, the other one of the preachers there. They cited him for battery.
You know, what's interesting about that, Tim, as I'm watching the video, the cop was not watching everything transpire, and furthermore, how they turned that back on the preachers is amazing to me, because it's almost like, you know, what's going on here, dude? Did you not just see what's happening? And he was still being aggressive with these preachers in front of the police.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and they let it go on, and we've seen that stuff time and time again. I was telling you about what went up in Toronto at the Palestinian house there, where there were some people in support of Israel peacefully protesting what was going on with Hamas. And this, like, a whole community of Palestine supporters came out and were just like this, like, guy, antagonizing the people. And what the police do, they got there and they didn't move the guys who were inciting a riot. They let them stay. They moved the guys who were peacefully protesting. And like I told you, you know, it's time for America, it's time for Christians to stand up, and there needs to be a real beatdown. And I'm not talking about metaphorically. I'm talking about there needs to be a serious beatdown when these people come out. When this guy came up and he got in the guy's face and was pushing him around, the whole crowd should have haystacked him and beat him down.
Yes.
They really should have beat him down. These people are pushing a hegemony on the American people, and they need to be beat down.
That's right. Now, let me explain that. The preachers were being assaulted, friends, and they have every right in the world to defend themselves. But what was going on is this Muslim radical was continuously pushing the agenda. I mean, he wasn't just stopping with that was enough after he pushed him over or tried to push him over. It was he kept driving into him as if to say that whatever he says goes. Folks, you know what? What should go is him. And I'll buy the plane ticket to do just that. But the American people and my friend Tim is actually trying to convey to you, American people, that these people are not playing, and it's time for the American people to take on the spirit to let them know that neither are we.
Yeah, for some people it's going to be hard to swallow because they've always been taught you turn the cheek. They pull that out of the context. They talk about submission and this, that, and the other. We do submit to the Lord Jesus, no question about. But
I think the point
like that around where I live,
Tim,
and you won't live past
Tim. We got a really quick break to take. Real quick though, folks, we only have two cheeks. What happens the third time? Well, you're on your own. Well, this Muslim on Sons of Liberty Media, it's right on the front page scroll. Check it out. He doesn't understand that because he kept pushing the envelope. And again, I think Tim is exactly right on the money. We need to stand up and let these people know that we are not playing either. And if you got a problem with that, we can kick your keister right back to where you came from. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to be talking about enemy of God, enemy of America. And I want to show you how, again, these blockers are taking the time to attack yours truly. The Christian right misses badly with Jefferson Bible attacks. And again, keep in mind, friends, who these people are. The LGBTQ Humanist Council, the Darwin Foundation, Humanist Society, the Humanist Institute, Humanist Charities, Feminist Caucus, Center for Thought and Equality, according to what? AHLC, so on and so forth. But it's a rather interesting, and we'll just pull the curtain off these jokers in just a couple minutes. First, we have Tim Brown with us from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the website, friends. Again, we appreciate your response. But outside of that, Tim, we talked about the Muslims, and I was having a conversation with you about an hour ago, and well, we were talking about the atheists, and we were talking about, you know, culture, so on and so forth. And you began to tell me a story, and I thought it was very interesting. And I said, would you get on the radio and share that with our listeners? So could you go ahead, my friend, and share that story of the atheists with the Sons of Liberty readers, the listeners, and the such? Stephanie hasn't heard this neither. You're going to be, maybe this will lighten up a little bit, Stephanie.
Sure. Probably a year, maybe two after I became a Christian, I was always dragged around with a lot of pastor friends of mine to conferences and stuff like that. And we were in Florida, First Baptist Church, Florida, and was listening to Dr. Adrian Rogers. Dr. John MacArthur had spoken, and then he was up speaking on Romans 8:28, and he began to tell a story. There was an elderly woman in an apartment building who was faithful in her prayers. She was just a faithful witness of Christ to everyone that she knew. And there was an atheist who lived above her in the same apartment building. And he used to listen to her prayers and just roll his eyes and think, "Just this lady is crazy. She's out of it." And one night, she was her cupboards were bare. She didn't have anything pretty much in her refrigerator. And that she didn't have anybody to take care of her, and so she was crying out to the Lord to provide for her. And this atheist who would listen to her prayers heard what she was saying. He said, "Well, I'll fix her. I'll go down and I'll buy her groceries and stuff, and I'll take it to her." So he did, and he came to her door, knocked on her door. She opened up and said, "Oh, wow, what are you doing here?" And he said, "Well, I brought you some groceries." Figured you need them. And so she said, well, thank you so much. And then she said, praise the Lord. And he goes, praise the Lord. He said, I'm the one who brought it. I should get all the praise. I went out and I worked for the money. I took it to the grocery store and I bought these groceries and I brought them here to you. You should be praising me. And she goes, well, I still praise the Lord, even though he used the devil to bring me my groceries. And that is true. That's what a lot of people don't understand about the sovereignty of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there is even unbelievers and self-professed atheists who are nothing more than anti-theists, they think they have free control, and there is not one molecule in the universe, including the will of man, that is absolutely free. The Bible tells us that God turns the hearts of the kings wherever he will. Now, if he can do that with the kings, what do you think he does with little peons like me?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Turns our hearts too. And he does it for his glory. He has a purpose in mind in everything he does. And so for those who think that they're in control of their own lives, that God has these ingenious ways of demonstrating that they are not.
Amen.
That's such a great story.
By the way, Tim, I don't think you're a peon. I just wanted you to know that. I really don't.
You're more significant than that,
Joseph. Totally.
What a great story in the fact of when you're looking at, this woman who was praying to the Lord, and the Lord used this atheist to answer her prayers. I mean, the atheist can say all he wants to say, but bottom line is he was the one that was used by God to answer her prayers.
Well, right. What judged the enemy of men's souls was the cross of Christ.
Right.
So when the enemy, the Bible says, had the princes of the world known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't understand that that was the power of God unto salvation. So when we're persecuted for righteousness' sake, when we have to bear the cross, when we go through trials and tribulations, we're actually processing the death sentence the Lord is through us to bring forth life out of death to his glory.
Right.
So when we're going through hard times, friends, you got to keep in mind that he maketh all things new.
Yep.
Through the process that he so chooses. As a matter of fact, just yesterday I was actually online kind of going through some stuff, and all of a sudden I was thinking about, you know, this Jefferson Bible deal. This is important information to people to have and to understand. And as I was looking through, I just usually just punch up certain words, and all of a sudden my name came up along with the Christian Right Misses Badly with Jefferson's Bible Attacks.
Right.
And I thought, well, who wrote that? Okay. This is what it says right on the top of their page. It says, humanists think that the Bible, the Quran, the Buddhist Sutra, and the Book of Mormon are not the work of supernatural spirits, but of fallible humans, okay? Now, keep in mind who supports these jokers, okay? And jokers they are. The LGBTQ Humanist Council, the International Darwin Day Foundation, the Humanist Society, the Humanist Institute, Humanist Charities, Feminist Caucus, Center for Thought Equality, and AHLC. Okay? And then what they do is they begin to try to discredit the information that I gave to you. Okay, that's all I need to say. They said, Reverend Bradley Dean, in his recent commentary entitled Enemy of God, Enemy of America, makes the astonishing claim that the Jefferson Bible is filled with the accounts of miracles, raising the dead, healing lepers, multiplying food for thousands, heaven, hell, the resurrection, and the Son of God. Huh. Astonishing, because the indisputable fact is that the Jefferson collection contains no miracles, no raising the dead, no healing of lepers, no multiplying food for thousands, and no resurrection. Now, it's also interesting to know, friends, that when you go get a modern version of the Noah Webster Dictionary, the words contradict almost everything that Noah Webster actually defined the words out to be. They mean just the opposite today, because the revisionists got in there, and guess what they wanted to do? They wanted to revise history, so history looked just like themselves. Now, also keep in mind, friends, nobody's kicking against the goats for these, against these humanists or these atheists or these homosexuals. They're the ones kicking against your goats as you stand in the righteousness that Christ has established and the grace that God has shed upon us as a people. Okay? We're not at war with them. They're at war with you. Now, what's interesting as well is let me just kind of contrast what these people are saying before I get into the content of the enemies of God.
The only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be relayed in Christian religion. Without this, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all republican governments. Of course, Benjamin Rush goes on, we waste so much time and money punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. We profess to be Republicans, and yet we neglect the only means of establishing and perpetuating our republican forms of government, that is, the universal education of our youth in the principles of Christianity. By means of the Bible, for this divine book above all others favors the equality among mankind, the just respect for laws. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence. Isn't it also interesting, these humanists, they talk much of equality, but making reference to where they have the understanding of the balance of equality, you have to ask them the question, who are you making reference to when you're saying what is right and what is wrong? Because equality is the fruit of law.
Mm-hmm.
A balance of right and wrong, correct? And who said it? Benjamin Rush did. Now, in complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, John Dumphy, who is a humanist, by the way, in his article, A Religion for a New Age, said, the Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book, dangerous to criminals and tyrants. I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. Proselytizers of a new faith. They want you to believe the lie that they themselves advocate. I go on. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evil and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. So, folks, how far are they willing to go? As far as you let them go. Because, again, when you do your homework, folks, that's all they want to do is throw out there what they want you to believe without knowing the facts. Okay? And the best way to do it is attack the truth. And that's what they do. If you're stupid enough to believe it, well, you're going to keep these people in business. Let me go on here. An atheist and a humanistic group attempted to breathe new deception into the so-called Jefferson Bible and force upon the people their purposely revised and distorted version of history. Their history. Okay? The group delivered what they call a Jefferson Bible for the 21st century to the 113th Congress, who also edited versions of the Quran, okay, the Buddhist Sutra, and the Book of Mormon. Apparently, these atheists and secularists have forgotten that those who serve we the people place their hand on the Bible while they give their oath of office, ending with, so help me God. Folks, we're going to talk about this right when we get back on the other side of this break. Setting the record straight. Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're talking about setting the record straight. Enemy of God, enemy of America. Karl Marx said, communism begins where atheism begins. Okay, and we're talking about how, again, the bloggers attack me for telling you the truth, and then when you look at who they're affiliated with, they're all at war with who? Well, the American way, the Human Charities Center for Free Thought, Equality, LGBTQ. You know, I mean, those people think straight, right? Darwin Day, you got to know those people think straight. The Humanist Institute, Humanist Charities, Feminist Caucus, calling me a liar. So I just want to tell you guys, thank you again for taking the time to expose yourselves.
Quite a bunch. Can I add a couple things here? It just made me think of the quote from John Witherspoon. He said, "He is the best friend to American liberty who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who set himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I scruple not to call him an enemy to his country."
Of course.
When you speak about these atheists, who hates the Lord more than atheists themselves?
The homosexuals.
Yeah, what did John Witherspoon say? "Whoever is an avowed enemy of God, I scruple not to call him an enemy to his country."
I mean, don't these people actually, do they ever take the time to just look around? I mean, don't they realize that people that hate our country are in complete agreement with them,
right?
And they call themselves Americans,
right?
Isn't that pretty bizarre? Let's set the record straight really quick, because we know many university professors purposely indoctrinate their students with the contrived myth that Thomas Jefferson cut the Bible into pieces, sewed together the portions he agreed with, and got rid of the rest.
But, friends, however, it must be noted that Thomas Jefferson worked extensively for religious liberty under the umbrella of Christianity. Thomas Jefferson, at the request of his own request, his headstone read, author the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Jefferson helped found the Virginia Bible Society and was a substantial financial contributor. Thomas Jefferson had a long history of working with missionaries, especially and specifically those bringing Christianity to the Native Americans. To that end, Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding miracles, but taking out redundancies. This was a shortened work titled Jefferson as, well, by Jefferson. Let me say that again. This was titled, okay, by Jefferson, as the life and morals of Jesus of Nazareth, not the Jefferson Bible. How do you know it as, friends, if you've known of this topic? Oh, the Jefferson Bible. It's not Jefferson's Bible. It's the life and morals of Jesus of Nazareth. The work was then reprinted and given to members of Congress upon taking office, a 50-year tradition that carries into the 20th century. It is filled with accounts of miracles, raising the dead, healing lepers, multiplying food for thousands, heaven, hell, the resurrection, and the Son of God. Now, friends, distorting American history is a deliberate lie, and lying is not permissible by the law. Again, who gave the law? Even going back to Thomas Jefferson himself, he was one of the architects of what? The Declaration of Independence. As a matter of fact, I could end right there. Okay, if there's any humanists, any atheists, any radicals that want to try and prove contrary to what I'm telling you, 1-866-233-0747. Here we go again. 1-866-233-0747. Folks. He was the architect, along with Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin. These were signers, architects of the Declaration, not only signers, but also architects of the Declaration of Independence, which smacks of the pulpit. Receiving our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, again, appealing to the supreme judge of the world, and talking of divine providence when speaking of the protection of God. Yet they want to come up with something called the Jefferson Bible, which Jefferson did not name it. He takes out redundancies. He doesn't omit or erase the miracles, or the raising of the dead, or the healing of the lepers. But what they do, or the multiplying food for thousands, or heaven or hell, or the resurrection of the Son of God. No, what they want you to believe is he took it out for the very purpose that he didn't believe it, just like themselves. This is what they always do. They want you to believe that our founders were just like them. Well, then let me ask you something, friends. What are they warring against? They're warring against the very fruit that was hanging on the trees, namely of their union of Christ, John 15, that they are kicking up against today. They want you to be as stupid as they are. They want you to be as stupid in every sense of the word, friends, to fall for the lies that they promulgate. And friends, everything they advocate is based on a lie because they're premised on a lie. There is no truth in them. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God, Psalm 14:1. Hello? The Lord said that for a reason. So is the atheist of today under a different set of rules and laws than the American people? Namely, a law unto themselves that they wish they could construct? No! Case in point, a self-proclaimed atheist called my radio show and said America is not a Christian nation. I then asked him, is it against the law to kill, commit adultery, steal, and lie? He said, yes. I said, who told you that? I answered, my father did, Exodus 20, end of conversation. There's no long debate. They're fools for their pains, friends. You know what they're really looking for? Somebody that believes what they say.
Okay. Someone put their foot down and say, yep.
And I've heard it before and I say it again. What God puts in a Christian man or woman, no devil in hell can take it out. So if these atheists, these humanists, these homosexuals, these that are at war with my Heavenly Father, you might want to take another look at what you're warring against. How ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know, and if you can't take it for that word, look at Thomas Jefferson in his own words on April 21st, 1803, in a letter to Benjamin Rush. He said, "To the corruptions of Christianity, I am indeed opposed, but not to the genuine precepts of Jesus Christ himself.
Of course.
I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preference to all others, ascribing to himself every human excellence and believing he never claimed any other." Those are his own words. I know it's so hard.
Well, wasn't he the president of the United States as well? He was the president of public schools in the D.C. district.
Yes.
And the two books that were suggested by Jefferson were the Bible and Watts Hymnals.
Made mandatory.
Okay, again, friends, they're kicking up against the goads, right? The atheists, the secularist communists, and communists they are willing, listen carefully, friends, they're willing to play the minions to help constitute foreign governments over that of the American government. They don't realize that they're playing with fire until they get burned, and burned they will be. Not only are they enemies to God, but folks, they are enemies to America as well. And again, what Steph said earlier, John Witherspoon, signer of the Declaration of Independence, president of Princeton University, said he is the best friend to American liberty who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, Christianity. Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country. These are enemies to your founding forefathers. Therefore, they are your enemies, friends, if you wish to remain a free country. Why were our forefathers so adamant about placing God and his law in the forefront of American government? Because history teaches us that the atheist ideology is responsible for the death and destruction of millions of people. This is what they closed their eye to, friends. This is where they put the finger on the eyeball. Did you know that 300,000 Italians were murdered under Mussolini's reign, who was an atheist? He was the fool that stood up and said, "God, if you're there, strike me dead." Does anybody know how Mussolini was killed? He was killed by his own people. He was shot to death. His head was completely caved in. And him and his associates and his mistress were actually hung upside down publicly in a square. God was there. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. 20 million Chinese were murdered under Mao Zedong's reign. 20 million Russians were murdered under Stalin's reign, all of whom were atheists. William Penn was right when he said, "Men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants." The American people, atheists and secularists included, would do well to remember that those who serve we the people also swear again to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So, conclusion. America must note that atheism was unknown in our nation during its foundation, said Ben Franklin. He said this, quote, unquote, I love this. Woo! Everybody they make reference to that they want to look just like them actually stand against them in their belief systems every step of the way. Here comes Benny. Give me a B.
B.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an N-N-Y.
N-N-Y.
That spells. Benny.
Benny.
Yes, Benny Franklin. You know what I'm talking about, Benny Franklin, right? Benny Franklin. Benny said, serious religion under its various denominations, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, you get the point, right? It is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. He said atheism is unknown because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Now, is there, friends? Nay, I think not. But they want you to believe everything they have to say, friends. Who's at war with you? And they have the audacity to call themselves Americans? Woo! Serious religion under its various denominations is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown. And why would there be atheism in a land that's actually fighting for their freedoms? Oh, no, 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 no. Hey, let me tell you something. These chickens run when it's time to fight.
But when it's time to destroy, they'll be the first ones to do it if you allow it. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about my friend, Stan Monteith, who just passed into glory right after this break. sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Firstly, I want to tell you, we just got picked up by another affiliate, WEZO out of Georgia. WEZO out of Georgia. Just wanted to tell you thank you very much for your trust.
Georgia.
We will do our best to shake, rattle, and roll the gates of hell by the power of the Holy Ghost. A work of faith with power that, well, you know, Scripture tells us in the book of Thessalonians that they came to you with much assurance that they know what sort of men are among you, namely the Christians that are among you, that they would find their faith not in the wisdom of men's word, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. And it says in that particular Scripture that they would know what sort of men are among you, having strong confidence and much assurance by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So it's a witness of the Holy Ghost. But again, we just wanted to tell you out in Georgia, WEZO, we appreciate you and thank you and welcome aboard. Now, real quick here, friends, I just wrote a letter this morning. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com on my friend Stan Monteith. He's a legendary radio show host who passed into glory. It's interesting that I noticed that Joseph Fair from WND had a letter posted last night. And I also noticed that Alex over at Prison Planet had it posted as well. I just did a word search on Stan. And they rightly high-fived this individual that we know as Stan Monteith, who is a friend of mine. And but what most people didn't know is I got a phone call yesterday morning from Stan's wife. And I had the privilege of being the first one called because I told Barbara, if you need me to come out there, I'll be out there. I just got back from Atlanta last week, and I said, if you want me to come right after I get out, you know, get back from Atlanta, I said, I will fly to San Francisco, and I will come hang out with Stan and do my best to lift his spirits in the name of Christ. And I got a phone call yesterday morning, and the phone call went as such that, Bradley, Barbara wanted me to call you and let you know that Stan had passed away in his sleep. And it did take me back because, friends, about 2 years ago, when I was doing tea parties across the state of Florida, I was called upon to do an interview again with a man named Stan Monteith from Radio Liberty. And after about an hour-long interview, I told my assistant that he was a very sweet man. I couldn't put it in any other words. I really couldn't. And before I knew it, Stan was calling me, and week after week, can you do another radio show? Can you do another radio show? And I told Stan that if there's anything you want me to do, Stan, I said, I will be there for you. And it developed into a friendship, and it wasn't too long after that that we actually flew out to California. We were doing a bunch of tea parties out there. And we met with Stan and his wife, Barbara, and I told him, we got there, by the way, right on the beach out there in the Sacramento area, that we haven't been out in 10 years like this. So I was flattered.
Yeah.
And you know what was also interesting to note is I know that Stan is a black and white kind of a guy. He's bold. He's righteous. He's been now promoted to glory. But what was interesting to note is I didn't really know who Stan Monteith was until I sat down with Ted Anderson from Genesis Communication Network. And he said, Bradley, do you have any idea who Stan is? And I said, no, he's just a really super sweet man. And I said, I want to do whatever I can do to be over there because the show just flowed. And I don't know how many interviews we've done over the last 2 years, 30, 50, I have no idea. And Ted just told me, Bradley, Stan Monteith is he's a radio legend. And I was flattered because, folks, you need to understand that, you know, when I would do my radio show during the day, just even 2 weeks ago, I was on during the night with Stan or early in the morning with Stan or in the middle of the afternoon with Stan Monteith, helping him out because he found out that he had a cancer. And he was down for a while, but you know what? You'd get on the radio with him and he'd just drive the show and drive the show and drive the show. And for those that didn't know, Stan was 85 years old. He was on borrowed time. But you know what was so awesome about this man? It was the Lord knew what was coming up down the road because Stan would get me on the radio. He would literally blow my horn, and I didn't deserve that. And then he would take all of my content, slam it in his hour show, go to all of his contacts, his listeners, his readership, his website folks, and he would drive all of that traffic over to me because he trusted me. And at one particular point, Barbara, his wife, even called me after a radio show and said, Bradley, you know, we just love you over here. And I said to her, I said, you know, I feel that way about you guys. This isn't anything man can create or make happen in such a short amount of time. And so in saying that, we were just planning, friends, to actually get my wife and my family out to meet Stan, Barbara, and his wife. And sad to say, that ain't going to happen. And what's interesting, even this morning when I was writing the letter, I just told my friend Tim, I said, I don't know what's going on lately. I just said, this is a giant loss for the American people. I don't know if they realize it or not. Because in so many different ways, Stan Monteith was a giant. And of course, he wouldn't agree with that. He would say, no, Bradley, you know, I'm not no giant. But America, you lost a giant, and a giant which cannot be replaced in any sense of the word. And again, I know Stan would say that he wasn't a giant, but I know it to be true. And I just wanted to let you know firsthand, friends, that I am so honored that I was close enough to that family in just 2 short years to be called upon first to let the American people know. I didn't advertise this. I didn't shoot this out in the wind yesterday for the very purpose I didn't want to trample or disrespect a family in any sense of the word. But I do want to say this. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, Psalm 116:15. That man has been promoted into glory. I don't think it. I know it. I know it by the witness of the Spirit. And I got to tell you, friends, I'm going to miss Stan Monteith. Something fierce. A friend of 2 years, it feels that I've known him my whole life. And again, friends, I just want to let you know, Stan Monteith, he is a legend. And we're not going to forget him. And I just wanted to make sure that nobody forgets him, because Stan Monteith was second to none. And hopefully within the next couple of days, we're going to see what the situation is. I hope to get down there, spend a little time with Barbara. And again, Barbara, if you're listening, we love you by our actions. And she knows that to be true. And I think that's what Stan appreciated about the ministry, too, is we weren't just a bunch of younger people talking about what needed to get done. We were actually doing the stuff. And, folks, this man needed the help, and God was there to give it to him. But you know what was interesting? Sometimes you think you're blessing people, when in fact people are blessing you, and it's God that's actually behind everything.
Yeah. It goes both ways. I think lots of times you think, wow, this is such an honor for me to be a part of your show. And you're really helping lift his spirits, too, as well, who's been, you know, in the fight for a long, long time.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden this, you know, young buck, you know, so to speak, comes up behind and just high-fives what he's doing. And the two work together. And like you mentioned, it's God ordained. It's not anything that man could put together. It's something that the Lord puts together. And what comes out of it is really a beautiful thing, and
yeah,
it really is.
I believed and I knew something was going on towards the end. As a matter of fact, I just got back from Atlanta, and I told Barbara, if you want me to come out there, as I said earlier, to come and spend some time with you guys, I will. And I was just waiting on the news, and then yesterday morning I got the phone call that he had passed away. I didn't want him to suffer, but I think sometimes you get selfish over people, and I got selfish over Stan in the sense of, America, you really need this guy. But again, friends, I didn't want him to suffer, and God apparently needed him more. So
right,
he is where he needs to be right now. And hopefully we'll get some time and go down there and go to the funeral. And if anything else transpires, any cool stuff around that situation, we'll let you know.
Yeah, amen. And I just want to say, too, for those, just we're ending out the show here, and we haven't kind of brought this up in a few days, but I just want to say, for those of you who are listening and you really say, wow, I appreciate the fact that you guys are bringing forth the truth. You're unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't step back every time someone wants to push and shove against the things of God. You stand on your ground, and that's what I appreciate. I think a lot of people appreciate that about the Son of God. Is that we're willing to say what needs to be said, but also to do what needs to be done. And we want to make sure that our actions speak louder than our words. You know, even Thomas Jefferson was talking about, you want people to know who you are. He said, do you want people to know who you are? Don't ask, he said. He said, act. Actions will delineate and define you. So we're hoping that with the Sons of Liberty, that our actions speak louder than our words as we go forth and bring forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to support what you guys do because I really believe in your message and what you're doing, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and go to the donate button. You can make a secure donation online if you'd like to. Otherwise, you can scroll down a little bit further and become a son or daughter of liberty, where you give faithfully every month the amount that you can to help support what we do on a consistent basis to catapult us out there to reach more people, to seek and save that which is lost. I also want to remind everyone that on Dove Television tonight will be another airing of the My War documentary series. It's at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so please adjust your clocks according to where you are in the nation. But do check that out. It's the My War documentary series, going to be airing over the next several weeks. We're excited about that. We want to make sure that this, you know, it's funny because I always say the My War documentary series, I always say I think every household in America should have one, and right now it's being aired to every household in America.
Dove TV, 8:30 Pacific
Standard Time.
Yeah. Again, folks, I just wanted to tell you that we do love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See y'all.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.